three are those of the principal known to you as Cook. And we greet each of you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. May we thank each entity who sits within this circle of seeking at this time. We are aware of the choices and the sacrifices each has made in order to be a part of this circle. And we offer our thanks and our blessing to each for all that they bring to the honest search for the deeper truth. We are honored and privileged to share our thoughts and ask only that each of you listens with the ear that hears that which is truth for you. Those thoughts which do not ring true to you, we ask that you leave behind without any thought. For when your truth comes to you, there is a special resonance which your discriminatory powers will offer to you. Use that discrimination not only with regard to that which we might share from our humble experience, but also any. For that power of discrimination which each has is valid, and its impulses are worthy death. We find the group energy most pleasant and thank each again for allowing us to be a part of this session of working. We ask ourselves what we would wish to offer before moving to questions. And we find we have very little to say that has not been said by the one known as Carla and others within this circle. Our basic message is always the same. It is a simple message, too simple for most to believe or to use. However, it is what we have to offer. And that is that all that there is love. Not the pallid word describing romance, nor the pale word describing friendship, nor any of the ways that the word love has been used. For the love in which we come is the Logos, that one original thought from which all else has sprung. Using free will, the Logos chose to create the manifested illusions which you now are in the midst of enjoying. As you dance through these illusions, we simply ask each to remember that each is love. Each is a creature of that love which creates and destroys. The love within each entity's energy nexus is, as are all things within your illusion, quite limited. If a seeker attempts to offer love from the self, that seeker shall soon run dry of love and be left in the emotional precincts of exhaustion and irritation. However, each has the ability to so clear away the daily clutter that the interior can become calm and silent. And within this hollowed out space within, there can flow through the seeker an infinite love. We suggest to each the effort to remember who you are, to remember why you came to this difficult illusion. What was important enough to pull you into the great illusion of the earth plane? As far as we ourselves know, that reason in each case has been the wish, the genuine wish, to serve the infinite one. Each has worked hard to gain the right to incarnate at this especially critical time within your present cycle of learning. Each was able to come here because of the seniority of vibration of each. That is, there being fewer physical vehicles than souls who wish to use them, the vehicles have been given to those whose vibrations more nearly accommodate the fourth density, love and light of the one infinite creator. Each of you then is either here as a wanderer from a higher density, or here because you have the ability to graduate within this present incarnative experience. We find there are both wanderers and what we might conveniently, if inaccurately, call Earth natives within this particular circle. Know that each of you, whether wanderer or Earth native, is completely and equally beholden to that light that awaits at the end of your present incarnation. For the steps of life that each shall walk are one and the same for all. Even if an entity had precipitated into the third density exterior from fourth, fifth, or sixth density, yet still, through incarnating, those entities have become Earth natives in the respect that they must enter those steps of light, carrying each and every experience, balanced and unbalanced, which has occurred within the present third density incarnation. In other words, wanderers can get caught in what this instrument often calls a karmic situation. So we suggest and encourage each to take the time daily to center the self within the heart. To spend that moment of knowing that you are love and that you can channel infinite love into a world that is starving for that vibration that is unconditional love. For this, you came into this incarnation. Whatever your manifested excellences and achievements, they shall always fall far short of the service that you are doing by being who you are and by meeting the moment with the maximum amount of love which you may find yourself able to open to within your heart. We would at this time ask for the first question.
I'm awake. What is the meaning and purpose of reincarnation?
We are those of Akuo, and my brother, we are aware of your query. The concept of reincarnation has at its core the assumption that entities continue before and after and during each incarnated experience, not as those bounded by time and space, but as those bounded by eternity and infinity. The arrangement of densities and the repetitive lifetimes within those densities have been developed from creation to creation, as each sub-logos, that being one of your sons, has taken the basic offering of the previous creation, those densities that have been developed so far, and offer in each case a slightly different way of approaching the matter of learning. The reason for reincarnation is that previous octaves of creation gradually discovered the need for periods of learning followed by periods of rest, recuperation, healing, and planning. The goal of the entity throughout all incarnations remains singular, that being the effort to more and more approximate the vibratory complex of love itself. For each of you has within you that perfect and unconditional love that created all that there is. It is a matter of the untaught self being as the rock from which the elephant is carved. In each incarnation, the seeker chips away at that which is not an elephant. Imagine how many strokes of the tools of sculpting it takes to create, or shall we correct this instrument, or shall we say recover the articulated statue. So each of you gazes at the self before incarnation, ripples the pages of previous incarnated experience, and comes to conclusions concerning what facet of love, loving and being loved, need the most study. For each entity is unique. Each entity has its own path. Thusly, for each of you, the present incarnation has a plan, has made sure that there are ways for you to be presented with the circumstances in which you may choose to enlarge your ability to give and to receive unconditional love. There are many angles to coming to this realization of love itself. And so each of you will find at times that there are few to talk to about your particular path. Nevertheless, trust your inner guidance and be persevering in following that guidance. For this is a precious opportunity. This is, as this instrument has said previously, the opportunity to offer love by faith alone, knowing nothing, sensing everything. The more that you may find yourself able to release attachment to any outcome and dwell in love, the more you are able to cooperate with that destiny which you have set up for yourself. Mind you, we do not suggest that you can learn more by giving up more. We do not wish to suggest that you must go begging with a bowl in order to gain understanding. Rather, we simply suggest that each will have impulses and intuitions and feelings of rightness that are trustable. And so we encourage each to have faith in the destiny and in the self that can fulfill that destiny that has been set up. In every case, there shall be the confusion and suffering that come because there is a forgetting of the scheme of oneness and harmony, a forgetting of true nature. As one takes on the curtain of flesh, one shuts out the knowledge of unconditional love and unity. Nevertheless, that unity lies within you. So we encourage each to visit that heart within that is the sanctum within which your work may be done. May we answer you further, my brother?
Thank you for your response.
We thank you. Is there another question at this time?
I am curious as to why this group of people is assembled at this place at this time.
We are those at Lukuo and to grasp your view. Ah, my brother, what a delightful question. Why indeed is each of you here? What have you sacrifice? What have you done? What have you failed to do in order to be able to arrive at this remote and unlikely destination? Within each, there is the knowledge. There is that recognition. Within each, there is the ability to sense those meetings with entities with whom one has work to do in service to the light. Within each is the heart that responds to the benefit and the blessing of companions along the way. Upon each head rests a crown. And it has the thorns. Upon each shoulder, there is a burden, and a harness to pull that burden. It is heavy. But if each pulls together, the load is shared. And though the crowns may prick a bit, there is so much blessing in companionship that the duties and the labors of the light are glad and merry. May we answer you further, my brother?
If you wish, it was a very beautifully put answer. I do understand.
Well, very well, my brother. At this time, we would transfer this contact to the one known. We are those of Akua.
I am Kwa, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. We would ask if there would be another query at this time.
Yes. Once we attain and realize our inner unconditional love, what then should we seek for? Seek.
I'm Kwong, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. The great quest for this pearl of great price is that quest which foremost encompasses the entire life. For to open the heart in unconditional love to those about one is a task difficult enough that it eludes and confuses most. For it is far, far too easy and tempting to take offense, to give offense, to be confused, and to move through the incarnation on unsteady metaphysical feet. However, when one has been privileged to taste that unconditional love, moving to and from one's own heart, then the blessings of this experience tend to open for one the next step and the next and the next, so that the opportunity to share this love is ever present. This love has a power unto itself that is like no other. It draws to one who expresses it. Those experiences and those entities which are in need of the service of unconditional love. Worry not, my brother, about what you shall do, for it is set before you, and it shall be yours. Is there another query, my brother?
That is fine, and thank you.
I am Kwong. Again, we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
Yeah, I'd like to know if there's a relationship between what we call a spirit and what we call consciousness.
I am Kwong. Indeed, my brother, there is a most close relationship between these concepts. Each entity here, and all entities, indeed, are those portions of the one creator that have been sent forth much like explorers, adventurers into the great unknown of creation, to discover the relationship between himself, the creation, and the Creator, to discover that these are all one. Each portion, then, has a need for the various vehicles and accoutrements of each density or level of the creation. Within this third density illusion, there is the necessity of the physical vehicle, so that the spirit that is whole and perfect within each may have a means by which to experience that which this illusion offers. Concomitant with this physical vehicle, and preceding it, and forming it indeed, is the consciousness, the identity of each entity. The spirit then, through the use of the mind, the consciousness, utilizes the physical vehicle and most particularly the energy centers or chakras of this physical vehicle, which move upwards from the base to the crown located within the physical brain, in order to form the incarnational patterns that each will travel in order to discover the Creator within, and in order to give that Creator the experience of the Self as a means for the Creator to know itself. Thus, the consciousness that each possesses is the dynamic means by which each may co-create the illusion in which you move, that each may co-create the experience of giving and receiving love. These experiences are many, through many incarnations and many densities. For this creation is rich and varied, and offers to each seeker the full reach of the one infinite Creator. Is there a further query, my brother?
So, is it that spirit and consciousness are one and the same thing, or are they closely related, or does one create the other? Or what?
I am quote. And anywhere from here, my brother. The spirit of each entity, the soul identity, if you will, is the core concept with which all begin. From this core concept, then, comes the creation of the consciousness that shall inhabit various physical vehicles. Both the vehicles and the consciousness being the tools of the spirit or soul identity. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, you clarified it for me. Thank you.
I am cool, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query?
Who is Quo?
I am Quo, and am aware of your query. And we congratulate you on being far quicker than either this instrument or the one known as karma in asking this query. For those entities took a great deal of time before remembering that there is a meaning to this title, this name that we have chosen for their benefit. We are a principle that has been created to maintain a stepped-down contact between those of Ra and this group. The ones known as Latui are also a portion of this principle, and are also students of the ones known as Ra, and offer to this group a means by which there is the possibility of communication upon the many concerns of the incarnational experience. Is there a further query?
The word principle is unclear. Could you attempt another description?
I am Kwan, and am aware of your query, my brother. Those of Latui, being also students of those of Ra, serve as an intermediary, shall we say, a kind of relay so that the entities known as Ra may blend their vibrations in some degree with those of Latui and continue the communication through this group. Is there any further query?
Then who is Ra?
I am Ra. And then where am I? Those of Ra are the social memory complex or planetary consciousness of a group of entities formerly residing upon the planet known in your terminology as the Venus, who have for a great portion of the history of this planet attempted to teach the law of one, of the singularity, of the unity, to those upon this planet who have sought this information. There has been success in some cases and some lack of ability to communicate in others. Yet they persist to serve the one in each. Is there a further query?
Not at this time.
I quote. And we thank you.
I thank you.
Is there another query at this time?
Yes. Are we... I'm sorry. Is our species from different planets? Is there an indigenous Earth species? And then are there other species that in ancient times may have interbred with our species on Earth? And is mankind from diverse locations in the solar system or even further?
I am aware of your query, my brother. The population of this planetary sphere is indeed from many places located throughout this galaxy. The planet itself has generated its own population as well from its own first and second density vibratory levels. The number of other sources is 16, as other third density planets have reached the culmination of their 75,000 year third density cycle and found a portion of the population unpolarized and therefore unable to proceed to fourth density. Thus, these planets have contributed to the population needing further polarization to this planetary sphere, some entering sooner than others, and as you have mentioned, some experiencing the mating or interbreeding with what you would call extraterrestrial sources in order to work with the genetic makeup, hoping to aid in the ability to polarize in either the positive or in the negative sense, so that the evolutionary process for each may continue beyond this third density illusion. Is there a further query, my brother?
Well, just historically, are there any important points in history when these beings from other locations have intervened that we should perhaps investigate or be aware of?
I am cool and am aware of your query. We find this information is relatively harmless and unimportant. Thus, we give it without recommendation that study is necessary. At the beginning of this 75,000 year cycle, there was the transfer by Confederation and of the population of the planetary sphere known to you as Mars, to this planetary sphere as it was beginning its third entity evolution. The entities upon the planet known to you as Mars had engaged in bellicose activity to the extent of rendering their planetary sphere inhospitable to third density life forms. In addition, there has been and continues to be a transfer of entities from the planet known by some within this solar system as Maldek to this third density illusion, in order that these entities, having destroyed their planetary sphere through warfare, might also begin a series of karmic restitutions and continue their evolutionary journey through the third density within this planetary sphere. Is there a further query?
That is wonderful. I thank you.
I am quite, and we thank you, my friend. Is there another query?
I have a question about the bellicose activities. Is there a purpose and a need for bellicose activities? Do the higher powers need a group of people to try to destroy the planet in order to enhance spiritual growth on the part of certain people? Or is it a test of the human species to try to protect the planet against these bellicose, wanting people?
I am cool. And then aware of the theory of it. It is not so much that the bellicose activity is needed for a spiritual advancement, as it is the case that entities of higher density need to be of service to those who follow them upon the great evolutionary journey in order to continue their own evolution. For the process of service to others for the positive polarity posits the need to be of such service in order to continue the process of polarization in consciousness and the evolution of the entity. The activity of the bellicose nature is that which proceeded within this solar system and others of the same time, shall we say, of flowering, because of the ability of entities to utilize the ape-like second density physical form in its grasping ability, its tool-making ability, and of these entities' inability to find love and acceptance as the means by which they would relate primarily with each other. For indeed, as entities begin this process within the third density illusion, it is easy in many cases to become confused as to the nature of the experience and the purpose of the life. Many experiments in the finding of the purpose are begun, only to end in the bellicose attitude that at some point does drive home the... Is there a further query, my brother?
If someone is a victim of bellicose activity, does that retard their spiritual growth?
I don't know. We would look first at the term victim and suggest that each entity in every situation has chosen at some level of its being to participate in the experience, whatever its nature. For all experience is of the one Creator, and all experience teaches some portion of love, life, or power that is in relation to the one Creator. The second point which we would investigate is the term retard. We would suggest that some learn more quickly than others, as in all studies and with all students. However, all shall learn the lessons of love, for there is as much time as is needed for each entity to proceed through this illusion at whatever rate is comfortable to that entity. For indeed, the entity partakes within an infinite creation and will find those lessons most pertinent to it at its own pace. Is there a further query, my brother?
Not at this time. I thank you very much for answering those questions.
We thank you. Is there another query at this time?
Is the earth stone to birth into fourth density, and the people upon it to ascend to fourth density vibration state?
I am and am aware of your query, my sister. This planetary sphere has entered the fourth density of vibration approximately 50 of your years ago and continues to move into this green ray vibration at a steady rate. This planetary sphere is indeed to become the home planet to a fourth density of positive entities within the near future, with some aid from elsewhere. Is there a further query?
Are we soon to go into the photon belt encapsulated to transition us to fifth density by 2012?
I am aware of your query. Though some students do indeed learn quickly, we find that it shall take a great span of time longer than the figure which you have named in order for this planet to enter into the fifth density of wisdom. Indeed, there is within this planet the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh densities in potentiation. However, the fourth density is one which spans a great portion of your time, and those lessons await the fourth density population. Is there a further query, my sister?
Thank you.
I am Quark. And we thank you. Is there another query at this time?
I have one. Is Ra in any way associated with the ancestry of the people we know as Maya?
I am. And am aware of the query. We find that those of Ra have had an influence upon these entities. It is one which is telepathic and information-giving in nature. inspirational, or shall we say. Is there a further theory?
Who is on the outer planets?
I am and am aware of your position. We are assuming that you are referring to the outer planets of this solar system.
Correct.
And it is our view that there is a population of entities from elsewhere who are utilizing these planetary spheres as kind of bases. For at the present time, there is no second or third density population which inhabits these particular planets. Is there a further question?
No, thank you.
And again, we thank you. Is there another quiz at this time?
I want to ask one question. Are there any any techniques, physical or spiritual techniques, that we can use to help stimulate our awareness of reality and the truth, and help us to grow in our quest toward the goal that we should be directed in, and assurance of which way we should go, what our ultimate goal of becoming loving beings is, things that we can use, tools that we can use to develop ourselves.
I am poor and am aware of the theory. We always recommend one great tool for each seeker of truth, for it has shown its value to us throughout our experience in the processing of experience and the learning of the ways of love and wisdom. And this tool is that of meditation. Retire within, my friends, to that quiet room in which you go to be in communion with the One Creator. Shut there the door, and on a diurnal period, each day, retire there to listen with the heart, with the being, to the voice of the One. When you have found this peaceful place within your heart, look then to the daily round of activities which has preceded your meditative time. Look there to any injury, difficulty, joy, learning, inspiration, and so forth, that has left its mark upon your mind. Look to those difficult times. Re-experience them there. See again, as much as you can, how it came about. The part you played. How you could re-script that situation. How you might heal that which was injured. How you may unify that which was broken. How you may clarify that which was confused. Resolve in this place and at that time to take whatever steps you can to do these things that will restore love to your heart, and to the heart of any other about you. Make this a portion of your daily round of activities. For during most of your days, you are active. You think, you do, you speak. There needs be a balance a time during which all of this activity and the possibility of learning that depends therefrom needs be seated within your being, that it might be used for further learning, for growth into love and into the unity with those about you. To meditate each day for a short period is a simple thing to do. Yet it is a means by which you may reconnect yourself, your consciousness, to the infinite Creator, to receive the eternal life-giving waters that nourish one's very soul. Look there, my brother, for love, and share this love then with those about you. Is there a further query, my brother?
I do have one more question. I thank you for that wonderful answer. The other question I have is, are there beings out there that will try to take the place of the one and true infinite Creator God and try to misrepresent the true God during these meditations that we have to be aware of and watch out for?
I am called and am aware of your query. Indeed, those entities who have chosen the service to self path as the means by which they shall move beyond the third density illusion are entities which, by the nature of the path chosen, attain further progress upon this path by controlling the power of others. This third density sphere has a population that nears its graduation and which seeks in many, many ways to grasp the nature of this process. For those who have engaged themselves in the process of spiritual seeking in general and in the channeling or receiving of channeled information in particular, there must needs be taken those steps of engaging one's discrimination in order to determine those who serve others and those who serve themselves. For those who are upon the negative path, the path which tends to absorb the light rather than radiate it to others, are most desirous of replacing the positive efforts of their brothers and sisters who serve the light. Thus, we recommend to each the engaging of the discriminatory powers so that within your own being you search for that feeling of rightness or its lack when appraising any catalyst which comes your way. For those who serve as instruments or channels, it is most necessary to find a means whereby any entity wishing to channel information through it might be challenged in whatever concept the instrument would live and die for, so that those who come to it and wish to speak through it might be filtered, and only those who serve others and radiate the light of the one Creator to all may be allowed voice through any instrument. Is there a further query?
So, by your answer, you're saying that when we meditate within ourselves in these quiet times that you spoke of before, that if we can discern that the spirit is right, we know that we're talking to the correct person. Is that correct?
I am quote, and am aware. aware of your query. There are two aspects of seeking with which you deal. The first is the seeking within your meditative times of the One Creator. These times are your sacred spiritual journey and are far, far less likely to be encroached upon by those of negative polarity than those times during which an entity would seek to be an instrument and to channel from other entities information, inspiration, and so forth. When one seeks to be an instrument of that nature, it is most necessary to have a means of challenging of spirits. For one who does not wish to serve in this capacity and merely wishes to seek within the meditative state, there is not the necessity for the challenge and for the protection as there is for an entity who does wish to serve as an instrument. For one who does not wish to be such an instrument, it is well, however, to engage the powers of discrimination so that when one hears information, reads information, speaks with other entities, that always the discrimination is used to determine that which is of value and that which is not to the entity's own spiritual journey. Is there a further query?
I think that answers my question. Thank you very much.
I am Paul. Again, we thank you. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question I'd like to pose on behalf of a sister of mine, Ms. Shai. Does there exist a spiritual form of virus which influences human behavior?
I am quite, and am aware of your query. We would need more definition of that which you have described as a spiritual virus. For there are many interactions between the population of this planetary sphere and those from elsewhere of the negative polarity that could be described as a virus or means of infection.
A virus in terms like a biological virus causes damage to our physical structure. This would be a virus that would cause damage to the spiritual structure.
I am quote, and we feel that we more fully grasp your theory and would respond by suggesting that to our knowledge there is not such a virus, for the spirit of each entity is whole and perfect and resides in complete unity with the One Creator at all times. May we answer in any further way, my brother?
Can you clarify your definition of spirit?
I am one, and am aware of your theory, my brother. We call spirit that individuated portion of the One Creator that has chosen to take form within the physical universe in order to proceed upon the great evolutionary journey of seeking and knowing the One Creator. May we speak further, my brother?
Yes.
I am Kwan. We do not mean to confuse. We meant to ask if you have a further here.
No, not this time. Thank you.
I am. We thank you, clever. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question. What effect does having, or how, what vital
what are the essential foods that are ideal for our bodies, and then in turn our minds and spirit, and what effect does having artificial pesticides and other things in our foods have on our spiritual growth and our spiritual being, and is meat intended by the infinite creator to be eaten by people?
I am well, and then we'll wear your query. It is intended by the infinite creator that each entity have, we correct this instrument, has an exercise free will. Thus, each entity is free to do as it will. As far as the foodstuffs which may be ingested to the benefit of the physical vehicle, we are aware that many within this circle of seeking are aware of those foodstuffs. To be brief, we would suggest the virtue of the grains, the vegetables, the fruits, the what we shall call a secondary animal products, such as your milk, your cheese, and so forth. The preserved animal, a muscle itself, to be utilized upon one's own discretion in the minimal quantities and of the highest level of quality, shall we say. The use of your chemical additives is that which is not recommended for the intensity of their chemical nature often produces detrimental results upon various portions of your physical vehicle. Is there a further clue?
Yeah, and does that detrimental effect on our physical vehicle in turn affect our spiritual consciousness and awareness and our spiritual vehicle?
Mm-hmm. I am qual, and am aware of your query, my brother. We find rather the cause and effect relationship to be reversed. That is, that the entity's ability to express the nature of its spirit is that which determines the kind of foodstuffs that are utilized in the incarnation. Is there a final query at this time?
I understand and I appreciate your answer. Thank you.
I am quite, and again we thank you. Is there a final query?
Third density had a 75,000 year cycle approximately. What is the cycle in fourth density?
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. The third density experience is by far the briefest experience in the evolution through the seven density of this particular octave of experience. We speak of octave with the understanding that the total unification of all portions of the one creation at the end of seventh density completes the octave. The fourth density experience is the second shortest experience, being 30 million of your years. At this time, we would once again wish to thank each entity present for allowing us to speak with you and to join you in your circle of seeking this day. It is a great privilege for us to be able to do so. And we look forward, as you would say, to each opportunity. We are those of Quo, and hope that we have been able to be of some small service to each present. Again, we recommend that each take only those words and thoughts which ring of truth to you, leaving behind all others that we have spoken that do not ring of this truth. We are those of Guam, and would at this time take our leave of this group and this instrument. We leave each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friend.
As we let the light that we've gathered in the circle go back to its source, our group has the habit of putting into that light the names of those for whom we would like healing. We have a list, and after I say the list, then please feel free to ask people that you are concerned. And that's all to the Australia, Scott, Spider-Man, Larry family.
Okay. Frank Meyer.
Winnie and Otto.
Catherine.
Emily and Sam.
Carol.
You united, we are one. United, we are one.